All right, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, or should I say my fellow necrophiliacs out there, is the number one necrophiliac in the house. This is Delia, and you have just tuned into Delia's Dark Side. And I've got the hot bad boy stud of Triple X sitting right across from me, looking hot with those dreamy blue or green eyes. I can't really tell what color they are, but they're definitely not brown, and you need to school the your bio people, because they said your eyes are brown, but they're not.
Oh, did they say brown?
Yeah, they say brown.
Yeah, they're not looking at anything.
But anyway, we got the hot bad boy of Triple X, Derek Pierce, in the house. How are you?
I'm good. I was rushing. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know my heart is
two
like
2 minutes late.
Yeah, it's all right. But my heart is like going boom, boom, boom. I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'm going to have to talk about some more necrophilia or something. I don't know. But I'm glad that you finally made it. And good to have you on the dark side.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So the thing that I've been like following you now for about a month, I kind of feel like a stalker in a way. Thanks to your PR people that like put a lot of stuff out there. I kind of feel a connection to you because we have a lot of stuff in common.
Like what?
Like for one, you're a certified trainer. And I'm certified instructor as well.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to get into some other stuff later. but definitely, we do have a lot in common. But one thing I just want to know, where did you grow up? Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from the East Coast, from Massachusetts.
Okay.
But I grew up in L.A.
Oh, you have?
Los Scandalous.
Los Scandalous. I like when you said that.
Home of the Jackers and the Crack.
So you've been 18 years in fitness.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe 20 now. I'm fucking old.
You're not. You're older than you, so I feel like
I'm
fucking old.
I'm 65.
No, you look like you're 21 though, so you look good.
Stop it some more.
Stop it some more. But yeah, so I mean, you've been in the fitness field for a very long time. What got you interested in doing, you know, personal training?
It started off with just being an athlete growing up. Mm-hmm. That just kind of evolved into other avenues of fitness. I used to work out at Gold's in North Hollywood. So there was a lot of pro bodybuilders and fitness people there and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so then from there, then I got involved into martial arts and then on U.S. national team and collegiate world team for taekwondo. And so through all of that, I had to stay constantly active and constantly training. And that just kind of, you know, evolved. And then after I retired from competition, I started training pro MMA athletes, which then got me into mixed martial arts. And then from jiu-jitsu, I started training CrossFit, and I haven't done anything else since then, just CrossFit.
Are you just delivering ass whoopings all around, aren't you?
The only thing I beat up these days is ass cheeks. So.
I see that. Well, I was going to get into CrossFit and all that stuff. So, what professional athletes have you trained? Because I know it says that you coached a lot of professional MMA fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Name some.
Oh, Manny Gamburian, Karan Darvedian, Sevak Magekian. There's been two that have been on a couple. I think it was season 7 or 8 of Ultimate Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And Manny just recently started fighting outside of UFC. He fights at 145. Okay. Karan and both Manny, I coached and cornered them for their beginnings in WEC.
What does that mean, coached and cornered? I know what coached mean, but what's cornered mean?
Cornering, basically, I go to the ring with him. Yell at him through the cage.
Oh, okay.
Get your ass out of the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Go first, whatever. So that was kind of like my first foray into that area, you know. I've been really fortunate. I've worked with a couple other former UFC competitors, another guy named Roman Matichin. Gosh, who else? Alberto Crane, who's a really, really well-known jiu-jitsu guy. He worked out with my team when he was getting ready for his last fight. He also is a former UFC competitor, too. So I've been really lucky.
Yeah, you have. And it seems like you're doing damn good in the adult industry, too.
I mean, I'm not going hungry.
Well, that's good to know. Well, what I wanted to say, and I, you know what? I wasn't going to say anything, or I was going to let you know before we got on the air, but, mm-hmm. you know, since, you know, shit happens, you know, I'm just going to put it out there that we have something in common other than, you know, being certified trainers or whatever. I also dabbled a little bit in the adult industry myself.
By dabble, that means I need to go look you up now?
You probably, yes, you can actually look me up. Yeah, but it's been a long time. It's been like the late 90s, I did like a few adult films. Like a few, meaning maybe like 40.
A few, that's more than a few.
For me, that's only a few, considering how many, like, some of you, you know, professionals have put out there. You know what I mean?
40 is a good chunk. Right. That would qualify you in the I've done porn category.
Would that qualify me as an ex-porn star? Or
I don't, you know.
Well, if you did amateur.
Well, that porn star title is really a funny thing.
Why is that?
Because I've heard a lot of different things over the years. Mm-hmm. I think I was on set with one girl, and she was like, oh, my God, three more scenes, and I'll be a porn star. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I have to do whatever it was, 20 or 30 scenes. And I was like,
really?
Who told you that? Mm-hmm. My agent. And I was like, well, you can tell your agent that Derek Pierce said he's a fucking idiot. And she's like, why? And I was like, because there's no fucking number.
Really?
Like, that's not how it works. If you're a porn star, it means people, it's like any other kind of star, right? They know who you are without you having to say something.
Right.
So it's always weird if people, you know, find out what I do and they didn't know. They're like, oh, so you're a porn star? And I'll say, well, do you know who I am? And their answer is no. And I'm like, okay, then I'm not much of a star.
Like if you walk out right now, go to McDonald's or something, nobody would know who you are. Really?
Of course not. Why would they know who I am? I have my clothes on.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, your face and everything. I mean, I guess it's not
for guys, it's a lot different.
Yeah, than for women.
I've been noticed, you know, some people know exactly who I am. When I go to Vegas a lot because of the pool parties, but that's because they'll see my tattoos.
Right.
And so they'll recognize me like, oh, that's that guy. But a lot of times that's that guy.
So you're saying if you walked around with your dick out, they would probably recognize you more.
God, that would be awkward, right? Like, oh my God, I know who you are.
Hey, in Vegas, you know, you could do that. You can get away with that shit in Vegas.
Yeah. A lot of times they think I'm a fighter. Like, don't you do martial art? Don't you do MMA or something like that? Yeah. Don't you fight UFC? And I'm like, no, I coach.
Yeah.
So that usually kind of diffuses that. Most people don't think porn, though.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because you've been in it for a little bit, like about 8 years.
8 years? This December will be 8 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you do a little bit of direct, not a little bit, you actually do a lot of directing and shit like that.
More these days than I have in the past. The first movie that I ever, originally I first directed for Brazzers. Mm-hmm. And then from there, then I did my first feature for Adam and Eve called Pretty Tied Up. And then I did, but that was like a vignette. Mm-hmm. And then I did my first full-on three-day feature for Wicked, which was last year, which was called Tough Love.
I saw the little pictures for that.
Yeah, that one was a lot of fun. They really, you know, thank Wicked for that because it's not their norm to shoot movies like that. Mm-hmm. And it was really gritty and it wasn't like their big hair, beautiful makeup, glamour kind of movie for their features. But I had an amazing crew. Brad Armstrong was my art director and David Lord was my first camera. Bear Blade was my second camera. Even my BTS guy was also a director too.
Right. So this was based on your life as an MMA fighter, right?
Not really. It was based more on women's MMA and kind of like that. The whole theory behind the movie or the concept was, you know, females in mixed martial arts. Ronda Rousey's been obviously prolific as far as goes to female MMA. And there really hadn't been anything out there, you know, for that. And, you know, a couple of the companies have done some dumbass fight movies. And the girls don't train. And you can tell they don't train and they don't fight. And you know what I mean? So I was fortunate enough to get a few girls. Adriana Luna was a pro kickboxer, has a pro kickboxing record.
I do that too.
Yeah. So she has like a whole thing on Cherdog.
Oh, and, cool.
Ariel X is a really, really heavy into jiu-jitsu competition, and now she's training MMA.
Oh, cool.
Jessica Drake trained with me for around 5 months, you know, just to get ready for that movie. So we were training 2 to 4 times a week. So the girls took it really, really serious, right. You know. But the whole thing was how there wasn't a lot of outlets for female mixed martial arts. And mm-hmm. so these girls were fighting underground. Right. And the plot was, the issue was that the one main girl, Adriana, was stuck because she was training her boyfriend as a top contender. Mm-hmm. But now she had this opportunity to do all these underground fights, which would take away from his opportunity. So she kind of had to decide, do I want to fight, which is what I really love, right. or do I want to coach, which is what I'm really good at? So it was fun. It was a fun movie.
Yeah, I
little,
got
little
it.
Dark, little dark.
I love dark. I mean, Dilly's dark side, obviously. Right. So, listeners and Derek's fans out there, if you want to call, if you have a question for Derek, the number here is 800-893-9562. Again, that number is 1-800-893-9562. You can talk to Derek. You can talk to me or whatever. So, we're going to take a little tiny break. And then we'll be back with more of Derek Pierce right after this.
What the fuck? Ah, yeah. What the fuck? Ah, yeah. Look at it. What the fuck? Have you become to the voice of a dark by Satan? Ignorance is his head.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on Delia's Dark Side with the hot stud, Derek Pierce. And before we went to break, I forgot to ask you this question. Well, I didn't forget, but I want to know, and I'm sure the audience wants to know, how did you get started in the adult industry? I read this story and I liked it a lot. So I want you to tell it.
The abbreviated version.
No, don't like abbreviate it. Tell the long story.
Okay. So at the time I was dating a girl who was a stripper. Mm-hmm. And she really pretty, like tall, super lean, very, very fitness oriented.
Okay.
She had started doing some lingerie modeling on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And we got invited by the photographer to go to the AVN, well, the expo. And so when she called me and she was like, hey, you know, I'm going to go and sign these pictures and he wants me to come and he's going to pay me, you know, and so I'll be back on Sunday. Is that a problem? And I'm like, fuck, you're going to fucking go? And she's like, yeah, why is that a problem? I'm like, well, I want to go. She's like, you don't trust me? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you do. I want to see these porn chicks. You know, I'd never been.
Right.
And so we went, and she liked it a lot, and being around the business and things like that, and was really like, hey, I really want to do something in this business.
Mm-hmm.
So we met a lot of people. She got started. Her name was Lexi Tyler. And I still was teaching martial arts and doing that stuff, but I was just right. kind of helping her, meeting people and stuff like that. And after about, I don't know, 7-8 months of her being in the business, me meeting people, mm-hmm. she kind of was like, you know, you need to like learn more about this business. so we can both make money in it, like you being behind the camera.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. So as you start to look around, people mm-hmm. don't teach you how to hold camera. They don't teach you how to direct. Like, nobody gives a shit.
Right.
The best job you can get like that is like a PA, and then you have to work your way up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even then, it's really rough. Mm-hmm. But I kept getting offers to be talent. And they're like, are you talent? And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm talented, but
yeah.
I'm not talent. Like, you know, I'm the guy that jerks off to this stuff.
Yeah.
So I had a friend, Alex, who owned a company called DVSX, mm-hmm. and we were on set one day. I was picking her up, and I guess we were buddies, and so I was like, hey, by the way, I started shooting, because her and I talked about it, and at first she was like, you're not fucking other girls for a living, and then we started talking about money and things like that, and
right.
she was like, well, can you do it? And I'm like, fuck, I don't know. Can I do it? I don't know. You know, because that's always like the kicker. Like every right. dude's at home jerking off. And yeah, it's like,
they I could think do that they can do it, but then
yeah, I could do that.
Impotent when the camera's on them.
Or whatever. I mean, you know, but yeah. when somebody walks up to you and they're like, okay, come on, right now. You right. know, this is so and so, that's so and so. All right, get your dick hard.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
You're like, can I get a kiss? No, let's go. You know. So she's like, well, can you do it? And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, well, get somebody to hire you then and see if you can actually perform.
Mm-hmm.
So my first scene was with Vanessa Lane,
okay.
Just like super like little gymnast chick.
Uh-huh.
And it was for DVSX. And when I talked to Alex about it, he had asked me, oh, have you been shooting? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he was like, oh, with who? And I was like, I've been doing content with so-and-so. I had a few friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so right away I called like my friend. I was like, hey, by the way, if anybody calls you and asks if I've been shooting, lie, say I have. And they're like, okay, no problem. So I did my first scene for a director named Guy Capo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for a movie called Goth Sent 4. And I kind of just walked on.
What was it like doing your first movie?
I think I pulled up in the driveway with a hard on. Like, I think I was like so, like just twisted up. I was like, oh my God, am I really going to do this shit right now?
So you already had a hard on going in the door.
I was excited, but
that's
then
awesome.
Then you just kind of like wonder like, what's going to happen? You
yeah,
know,
right?
And it was lucky. It was Guy Capo, who's super cool to work with. So mm-hmm. it was Guy, his PA, the girl, and I remember when we were getting ready for like the stills, you know. And, mm-hmm. and so she was like blowing me, and mm-hmm. she's like, "Oh, I need to get like some more spit." And, like, and I was like, "Okay." So she starts like trying to deep throat me and mm-hmm. stuff like that. She's like, "Oh, that's not really working." And I was like, "All right." And so she grabs the lube and she squirts it in her mouth.
And that shit is not good.
I just kind of looked at her, and the guy couple looked at me, mm-hmm. and she just squirted that in her mouth. And I was like, yeah. That's how they do it, I guess. Like, I don't know. It's
it
my first time.
It doesn't taste very good.
And he goes, you just squirt that in your mouth? And she's like, well, it's water-based. And I was like, oh, fuck it. It makes sense to me, I guess.
Yeah.
And we just rocked it out, and it went great. And what helped me was, at the time, there was a website called Porn Star Performance.
Mm-hmm.
And so Guy went on there and talked about me and said, oh, this new guy did well, no problems, and da da da. So that kind of led to a few other people hiring me.
Okay.
And that was the start of it. But at the time, I think Mark Davis was the only bald guy,
mm-hmm.
and nobody had a lot of tattoos. Barrett Blade did, but that's pretty much it. And he was like total rocker, right. rocker dude, you know?
Yeah.
But there were no guys that looked like me. So like the first thing out the gate was, you know, I ain't not going to get that much work because you're bald. And then, yeah, you have a lot of tattoos and they don't really like that. And I put in my time and there
and
it is.
And here you are.
Yeah, still doing it.
So, I mean, damn, I wish, where the hell were you when I was in the industry, dude? Shit.
I was jerking off to it.
I don't know. You probably ran across some movies with me in it because you know how they cut
probably.
And splice and like stick,
oh, yeah, totally.
You know, put movies and shit. So I was probably, you probably saw me or something, but yeah, it was a long time ago, so.
I'm going to go back and look now.
Yeah, you should.
New jerk-off material.
So what got you interested in going on the other side of the camera instead of being the talent, being on the other side and directing? And
Initially, it was money, you know, because.
Of course.
You know. But the first time that I really started to direct, it was kind of cool because, you know, you're watching. I remember actually the scene that I really kind of clicked to me. I was directing for Penthouse, and I was directing Prince and Katja Kassin. And I was thinking in my head, like, you know what would be cool is if she grabbed his dick with two hands. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Kasia, grab his dick with two hands and jerk it off while you suck it. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I can make porn now. Like, you know, like, I have control.
Right.
It's like God speaking from behind the damn monitor. Like, suck his dick.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was really cool. And, like, it occurred to me, I didn't realize how much of a pervert I really was until I started directing. And then, you know, you start coming up with these like different ideas that I'm sure everybody's done. There's nothing important that really hasn't been done, but you get to shoot it how you want to shoot it. And you know, what you think looks good and things like that. And so that was the really cool component, because every time you're in front of the camera, it's not that you're not having fun, but it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about whatever product they need.
Right.
And if you guys get to have fun, okay, great. And if you don't, too fucking bad. Doesn't matter. You know, right. So when you get to direct it, it's a little bit of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a little bit of fun too.
I'm sure it's probably more fun than anybody could probably imagine. I would like to direct some movies. Can you help me with that?
To direct some movies?
Yeah, I want to direct some movies. Ilya's Dark Side.
It is so hard right now.
Yeah.
Companies are dropping left and right and moving out of town and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's the new thing right now, is I partnered up with David Lord and his company, Primal Productions. Mm. And so we're now producing. So we're shooting on average about a movie a month, you know, but we're filling orders for other people, you know, but we have to do everything from inception, everything except for editing. So, and everything falls on us. And if they don't like it, too bad, I'm stuck with it.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, you can call Derek and ask him some questions. He's here waiting. The number is again 1-800-893-9562. And so speaking of, you know, directing, you just recently wrapped a whole bunch of movies. And one of them I want to talk about is the character Captain America, XXX.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that character at all, because I'm
Captain America?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
How are you not familiar with Captain America?
I don't know. I don't watch
movies. What the fuck is wrong with you?
A lot.
It's a comic book.
I don't watch comics. I'm not like
you don't really
a comic.
Watch comics.
I mean,
you
don't
read them.
I don't read them or
just
watch them.
Throwing it out there.
Shut up. I don't read comics or anything like that. I've never been like a comic book fanatic or anything, so I don't know.
You know what kind of sucks is that as I got older, I think when I was young, a lot of younger guys they still stuck with comics.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after I got into like my 20s and early 30s, that it had really fallen off.
Uh-huh.
And I remember asking like kids, like, you know, hey, who's your favorite like superhero? And they looked at me like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about here. And you're like,
see, I guess that's a guy thing.
Well, now it's made such a resurgence because of the movies that are out that it's cool to be a comic book geek. And I'm not that far into it, but I mean, I know all the characters and you know, the costumes and their storylines and all that kind of stuff. So Captain America is... That's fucking...
So is that
cool
the one
shit.
With the mask on, the picture I'm looking at?
Which
over here, it's like you have this mask on, like some kind of suction.
Oh, it's like a skull?
Yeah. It's like some gnarly fucking mask.
Well, yeah, but that's not Captain America. That's a guy named Crossbones who was a general for Captain America's arch nemesis, which was the Red Skull.
Okay.
So...
that's the one that you played, right? I played the villain. Right.
I usually play the anti-hero in every one of Axel's movies, which is the main director for all the comic book stuff. So I played Crossbones in that. I played Deadpool, which is probably the coolest character I've played so far.
Yeah.
I think Deadpool is the fucking... That dude's the shit.
Well, tell me about that.
We did Wolverine, a Wolverine movie, and so Tommy Gunn played Wolverine. Xander Corvus played Spider-Man. And so the scene that we had was Spider-Man and Deadpool fuck Rogue. So it was a white girl with those three. But it was really funny because Axel and Bryn Pryor, or Eli Cross, are so adamant about their stories that we have to keep all the costumes on, 100%. You know, I mean, gloves, masks, tops. I couldn't see shit. Like, I couldn't see more than 2 feet in front of me.
So did you get, like, hot, like, fucking, like, damn near suffocate in that shit?
You know, sometimes we got to jerk to pop, right? So I have on, like, two pairs of gloves. and you're like jerking a pop like with fucking gloves on, and they're not.
Oh no!
You can't use lube because they're cotton.
You get friction and shit.
Well, there's just cotton. There's none of you know fucking Deadpool's in a corner. The only good thing is that because of the mask, I couldn't see how everybody was looking at me. Look so fucking ridiculous, jerking off to pop on Rogue. You know. But it was cool because I didn't really know about Deadpool before that. And I started reading about him, and I don't care. Deadpool is the coolest fucking character out of Marvel to me because he gets away with everything. He's infamous for his one-liners. Everything's a joke. Everything is sexual. You know, he wants to bang every female superhero. And that's in the comic. That's not just our porn movie. Right. That's just him. You know, and so he's like the good within the evil, or the evil within the good, however you want to look at it.
Right.
But that's his whole thing. And you can't kill him. That's his superpower. He won't die. You blow him up, grenades, rockets, don't
he
matter.
He won't die.
He just comes back together. But that's why he wears a mask, because he's disfigured.
Oh, wow.
He's just a cool-ass character.
Sounds interesting. Sounds like something I need to go purchase.
I've done all those. I've done Bane. I did Bane in Dark Knight Rises.
I see Dark Knight here. Who did you play in that Bane? Bane?
Yeah, okay. Which is the main villain.
Okay.
And it's funny because the photographer for all of these movies is a guy named Ben Hoffman, and he made a coffee table book for and brought it to Comic-Con, and people were losing their minds because his photography is amazing. And they were like, "Where'd you get these costumes?" And he didn't tell people it was for porn. He kind of was like, "Well, you know, I have some people that are customers, and you know, we got the models, and like these things are amazing." And one guy came over and was like, "You didn't get those from a customer; that's from porn." And Ben was like, "How do you know that?" He goes, "Because they called me to make these costumes, so I know." But a lot of people looked at the Bane that we did, and it looked better than the Tom Hardy Bane in the mainstream movie.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, so it was really cool.
All right, so you are a movie buff, obviously, because you know
I love movies.
And so the last one I want to talk about before we go to break is you did, you just recently wrapped another one on for Digital Playground called Ride or Die.
Yeah.
And you play the Vin Diesel character in that one. So.
That one was cool because Digital put money into the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, there's other companies that have done spinoffs and they're pretty shitty. But Digital was like, "All right, well, if we're going to do this, we're going to really do it." And one of my boys ended up being the car wrangler for the movie. And so we had like a 1,200 horsepower Mustang that was a 9-second quarter mile car. We had my car. I have a Maserati.
Nice.
We had like probably 15 like top end cars. And the funny thing with that is we were shooting one night downtown and three blocks over from where we were shooting, they were shooting inserts and pickup days from the newest Fast and Furious movie. And so there were two sets of off-duty officers that had it like roped off, like not roped off, but stationed off where we could go. And we kept missing our cop and kept driving to the other cop. And he kept getting fucking pissed. And we're like, "What the fuck is your problem, dude? Like, we're stopping at you thinking that he's our patrol." And
he
so he finally radioed the other guys and they go, "Dude, you guys can't go that far. That's onto the Fast and Furious set." I was cracking up because I'm like, "Wow." And we saw their cars and we were like, "Wow, you guys don't have shit over here. We got way better cars than you guys have." So that was pretty funny. We were shooting at the same time. And they had the helicopter.
Oh, awesome.
Out and everything, and we had a remote control helicopter shooting the same shots that they were shooting. It was
pretty
fucking funny. We were like, "You guys are whack, dude."
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a little break right here, and we come back. We got more Derek Pierce right after this. right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here on Delia's Dark Side with Derek Pierce. So, Derek, do you have any favorite behind-the-scenes stories to share on the dark side?
Favorite?
Behind-the-scenes stories. Yeah, you know when you get all freaky and kinky and shit behind the scenes, you know, you're still horny, you still want some more, you still want to blow another load, so... You know.
Oh, you want me to throw people under the bus is what you're saying.
No, you don't have to say any names. No, no. I do all that. I love doing that. Because, I mean, back in the day when I was doing it, that's how I started dating this one guy.
Right.
I don't know if you know his name, Devil and Weed.
Uh-uh.
You never heard of him?
Mm-mm.
I don't even know if he's still in the industry. I know he's, like, when I met him back in the day, he had been in it already, like, 20 years. So.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know, behind the scenes stories, like, they're not really.
Like, you know, I saw one picture actually on bangingpornstars.com. You're bangingpornstars.com?
Yeah, my website.
Your website. Yeah. And it was something where you and two chicks were like about to get it on behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
That's my whole website, though. My whole website is like that.
Really? Like behind the scenes stuff?
Yeah, so it's more like, it's more like, you know, if I text you. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? Are you shooting or what? And you're like, no, I'm not shooting today. Maybe you should come over. Well, I can't because I have a husband now, but he's cool if I work. Oh, well, I have a camera.
Oh, pretend like you're working.
I have a camera, so we have model releases. We can just turn that shit on, and we'll fuck, and then it'll end up on tape. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
It's kind of cool because that's what a lot of the fans that I know of, the girls that I've worked with and the people that are on my site too, that's what they like. They're like, I just want to see y'all fuck. Like, no premise, no I'm your boss. Like, just if some shit is funny, you fucking laugh. And you know what I mean? If you want to suck his dick, you'll suck his dick. It's not like timed. It's not, it's nothing like that.
And so it's just, filming
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I give the camera to the girl. Sometimes we just post it up. Sometimes I hide it.
So here's a camera, here's a dick, and go.
Yeah.
That's like that.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll hide that shit, and sometimes the girls don't really know. Like, you know.
Have you ever had, like, any experiences where you may have had to fake an orgasm?
Yup.
You did?
Of course.
Tell me about that.
What guy has
How can that? A guy fake an orgasm? Because I can tell you a story, but tell me how you faked an orgasm.
Called condoms.
Condoms? Oh, really?
Yeah, because you can't tell if anything's in there.
If
I came or not.
Right.
And I remember was fucking this girl, and you know, whatever happened. I was tired of fucking her. It really just was the bottom line. I'm like, this bitch is tired. I'm done. I don't even want to come.
Well, was she not moving? Was she just laying there, just like dead?
I just remember I was like, I'm over it.
Like dead slab of meat or something, like necrophilia.
I remember it was doggy, and I was fucking your doggy, and I was just kind of like looking around, like there's some other shit I could be doing right now. And I was like, yeah, I'm done. Let me just, shit. Oh my God. Oh. Don't move, bitch. I'll be right back. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, guys can fake it too.
Yeah, because
I'm good at faking it too, because I had so much practice from porn from the when we do softcore and then we do FIPs, fake internal pops.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really funny is when the girl doesn't know what a FIP is. So the director will be like, okay, we're going to FIP. And you're like, oh, I'm going to come. You want me to come inside you? And the girl's like, hell no, I don't want you to come inside me. It's like, no, we're faking it, chick. Shut the fuck up. Now we got to set it up all over again. Like, oh, I didn't know what a FIP was. Know your terminology.
I have a story where when we were doing a scene and he couldn't come or something because he had been doing movies all day.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this pina colada glass and like some kind of like...
Syringe.
Like, no, not a syringe. Okay. It was like a hose.
Okay.
So what he did was he had it under his dick and like the hole was like, you know, where the hole, where his dick hole is.
Yeah.
So he like squeeze it and it would come out. Right. And it was like, I was like, yeah, because it was pina colada mix. So like, you know, I didn't like nobody coming on my face. You know, if I didn't love you, you cannot come up.
You were bougie like that?
Yeah. I mean, you can come in my face, but not in my mouth. So the only time I would let you come in my mouth is if you had,
That's so.
No, you cannot come in my mouth. No, I'm not tasting any cum. That's not happening.
Like
unless I love you, then I'll swallow. Or if I really like you a lot. But no, I'm not letting anybody Like, it can get on my tongue and stuff, but I'm not swallowing your shit on camera. I wasn't down with that. Fuck.
That's like the same thing when girls like, I don't kiss.
No.
Oh, but you'll lick my ass, right, bitch? Like,
no, that's not. No, that's totally different. No.
Whoa. No. I don't kiss.
I let them come on my face and stuff. And
you
like
can
on my
fuck
lips.
My ass every which way from Sunday.
You suck my dick,
you can
but
slap
you don't
me,
kiss.
But don't you dare kiss me because I have a boyfriend. Shut the fuck up.
Well, that's just like guys that say they don't fucking eat pussy or like after they, you know, after
okay,
you suck their dick,
fairness,
they won't kiss you.
That's not white dudes.
Huh?
In all fairness, that's not white guys.
Oh, no.
That's not white guys. No. All white dudes will eat pussy.
Well, that's why I'm married to one.
See, there you go.
And you're Italian. He's Italian, too. Hey, yeah. Paisan.
It works out.
Yeah. So, don't be calling me bougie, motherfucker. I ain't bougie.
You did it. I don't take cum in my mouth.
No, not anymore. But I'm saying, back then, I was like, I did not want anybody
so
like
did
coming.
You purse your lips together and make the don't come on me face, even though they're going to.
No, it kind of like.
I'm gonna look it up. No, I'm gonna look it up,
yeah.
And I will put you on blast. Yeah. I will screen cap that shit.
Fuck
if,
you.
If I see the ill face.
No. Oh, you know what? Actually, there's a blooper on 124/7 that I did. Actually, you know Byron Long.
Uh huh.
I told this motherfucker, because he comes like a goddamn horse. It just like spews out and it just like splat. It'll turn his whole, all these walls white. And I told him like, don't come in my face. And that son of a bitch like got me off guard or something with all in my eyes. And I was like, ew, he came in my face. And
they fucking spoofed it.
So what, man?
I like the girl that moves. They're like, ah. Like, they're trying to Mike Tyson duck and weave that shit.
Oops.
Like you, man, you better sit the fuck still.
Oh, you know what? Hey. But I've grown up now, so yeah. I take it like a champ now. But
as you should.
Shut up. So, let's talk about your newly released Hustler 40th anniversary card and fast.
That was a movie that I talked Hustler into letting me do. Drew from Rosenberg from Hustler. He was, you know, I was like, hey, I got this great idea, which is, you know, already been done 1,000 times. But basically we just did a bunch of motorcycle scenes. So like I ride motorcycles. And so we used a bunch of bikes, like sport bikes in one scene. And then we went out to the desert and got on quads and dirt bikes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Had this really kick-ass dry lake bed. And then we shot a couple of scenes in. And so like one of them was with Phoenix Marie in the middle of the desert. So there's nothing except for dry lake bed every direction and a motocross bike. And then like fucked in the middle of the desert. It was, looked good.
Fucked in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it looked really cool.
So are you in a relationship now?
No.
Because, I mean, I couldn't be your girlfriend.
Why not?
Because you get way too much pussy, dude. Like, fuck
that
shit. You fucking, like, every other day and shove each other. Like, hell nah.
Why is that a bad thing?
Why you got to be fucking bitches in the desert, motherfucker?
I want emotional monogamy. I don't want physical monogamy.
Emotional?
Yeah.
Really? You're a sensitive guy?
I can be.
Well, you kind of seem like, I see it in your eyes. You got those little, like, those nice little
I like
little
cupcaking just like everybody else does.
You like to cuddle and all that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like that?
Mm.
I just don't like it with randoms.
Hey, ladies, if you want to talk to Derek, it's 800-893-9562. He's single and ready to mingle.
Ready to cuddle.
Ready to cuddle. Oh, you just want to cuddle. You don't like want to.
Sex is easy.
He's like,
part.
Yeah, because I get pussy all goddamn day long, 4, 5, 8 times a day. So
can't we just talk?
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. Look at you. I just want to pinch your cheeks right now. Both of them. So I have this question, since, you know, we both, you know, you're in the industry now and I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that the longevity for men is greater than it is for women?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Absolutely. Well, because, I mean, at the risk of sounding like an asshole, not that it would be the first time. I mean, listen, for you guys to pump out a decent scene, you need some okay acting skills and a bottle of lube. That's it.
Yeah.
You lay on your back.
That was my next question. Do you have to be a good actor?
You have to. Now, a lot of the new guys are shit. They are.
Why?
Because they're shit. They're fucking lazy. They don't do half the shit. When I came in, it was like at the tail end of what I call like the good guys, the Mark Davis and the, you know, Stephen St. Croix and Manuel was already around, and who else? Randy Spears, like guys that could perform and act and do everything else. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the new guys, they're like, you know, they don't fuck at 1 o'clock in the morning in a pool in December in the mountains when it's 12 fucking degrees out. You know, they're like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Right.
They show up. And the funniest thing now is that a lot of the dudes are mediocre at best and they still get hired just because they're new. You know, and so they've kind of taken on that, the industry's taken on that, you know, turn and burn role. So, but all of the hardcore directors that I know that still shoot all the time, they have their dudes, you know, and that's who they use because that's, they know they can count on them to perform. So, yeah, when you get those guys, that's why you've always seen the same guys in porn for the most part, because there's only a handful of guys that can do this day in and day out.
Right.
You know. And so it's not that they want to use the same guys over and over again, but when you're risking, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars a day, you know, you don't want to fuck it up because if it doesn't work out, you got to pay for it. So you're like, I'm not going to try that new guy. let me stick with what I know.
Yeah. You won't let him down, will you, Derek?
Hey, everybody's had their bad days. Even Michael Jordan's missed once or twice.
So what I want to talk about is your BDSM movie, Fucked and Bound, because, yeah, I was getting kind of turned on when I was looking at some of those pictures.
Oh, the FAB stuff?
Yeah, one of them that really got me, though, was you had this chick, she was bound and tied and blindfolded to a fucking toilet.
Oh, the really small black girl.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. She was crazy.
You do.
Had, like, her head shaved on the sides. She looked kind of like a ghetto skin diamond. She was a lot of fun to work with. She was, she had braids and shit, you know, and skin's a little more like refined. She was dope though. She could take a beating. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I think
it's a good thing. That girl could take a punch
in every hole.
I'm just saying. Yeah, that one was fun. I like BDSM stuff. You know, I'm not into rigging at home. Because I really just mainly I don't have the patience for it. You know, like I just be like, get one wrist done and be like, look, bitch, just fucking act like you're both the arms are tied up, okay? I got one done. Can we get like a pre-made knot here? Because it just takes too much. I'd rather just fuck, you know?
Okay.
If I have to control you, I'll grab you by the throat. You're not going anywhere. You know, but to watch the guys, like the guy who runs that site, which is a guy by the name of the Pope John Paul, JP runs that site and his riggings are cool as hell, you know, and he puts a lot of time, effort and energy into that. And that's the whole King family because the Twisted Factory is a subsidiary of kink.com. And JP runs that whole company, does everything himself with his small crew. And he competes against Kink because even though they're the same company, they still have kind of competing sites. And they do pretty good. And on FAB, we get to go a little harder than some of the other Kink sites.
Right.
You know, like if the girl cries, we don't have to stop. Oh, you know.
Really?
Fuck her.
Shit.
You gotta check in. Why are you crying, bitch? Why are you crying?
You know what you got into, bitch.
You okay? You want to stop?
Take it and like it.
All right, then.
I love you. So what kind of fetishy shit are you in? You're not into fetishes at all besides tying fetishes
like,
up?
Like hardcore shoe fetishes.
Really?
Like, if a girl sends me a picture of, like, the new stockings and brassiere and bustier type, I don't keep all that shit. I don't give a fuck. Some badass heels or some boots and a hair tie.
You like
We're
boots?
We're in business. Yeah, like thigh-high boots, you know, with a big heel. Mm-hmm. Anything like that. Actually, the September
so
I have...
stripper boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the sluttier, the better.
Oh, all right.
Like, you know, but I can't walk in these. You're going to be on your back, bitch. Don't worry about it. That's how I decide what shoes look like. If a girl I'm talking to is like, do you like these shoes? Hold on, turn them upside down. Yeah, those are nice. I like those. They look good.
Would you ever be game for, because I know like in your BDSM film, you're always playing the dominant person. But are you ever game for like being the submissive?
It's not in my nature.
Oh, it's come just on, not. Man. See, fuck you.
And I've had girls who have been dominant before. It just doesn't work.
Not for me.
They end up submitting. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just my personality.
You just turn reverse the roles and
Phoenix Marie and I did a scene recently for Glenn for Evil Angel, and it was a switch, but it was like on camera, like the setup was I had fucked up and didn't remember Valentine's Day or something like that. So I was like, okay, so Valentine's Day, I'll let you push me around a little bit. Okay. And one time during the scene, she slapped me and then like got this really oh shit look on her face because I was like, you about to get it, bitch. Like, you fucking smack me again and watch what happens to you. I'll give you your best shot, you know, but if you choke me, you better know how to do it because payback's a bitch.
Yeah, because you are a professional fighter and...
I'll get you back. Whatever you do to me, believe I'm going to remind you of exactly what you did.
Oh, man, that's fucking awesome. So, no ass play or anything like that for you then?
I like it if a girl licks my ass.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
I did that to my husband.
You know why?
Once.
Because dudes are going to lie about that shit. Like, bro, I never let a girl lick my ass. You're a fucking liar. If a hot ass girl was sucking your dick, and then stuck her tongue in near your around your ass, anywhere around there, you're not going to be like, what's your problem?
See, Hammy, there's nothing gay about that.
No dude is going to say, hey, bitch, knock that shit off right now.
Yeah.
Not, you know, you got to be pushed. Now, if she tries to throw four fingers in your ass right away, you might be like, what the fuck is your problem?
You know,
But if, you know, if the hottest girl you've ever had sex with is like, I really want to lick your ass. You're going to be like, okay. And if you don't, you're a fucking idiot and you're a homophobe and you should shut the fuck up.
But like no dildos or anything like that going in the ass.
You know, I will never say never, but I haven't had that. And so for me, it's like a little like, I don't know about
that. Do you drink?
No.
Okay, so then damn. So it can't even get you drunk to do it then. Damn it.
Why are you trying to ass rape me?
You know, I love me some ass play and my husband won't let me do it. So maybe if I got you to come in, he'll let you be the ass double for him.
Negative. No.
Now that you don't drink, I guess not, right?
I never want to blame what I did on alcohol. So, you know, so if I do some shit, it's because I really wanted to do some shit. But no.
Damn it. All right. She's like, why are you trying to ass rape me? Because I like it. So we got like 5 minutes left. And I recently read a card article that you did in Simply Sexy Magazine.
Okay.
And you broke
down. Was
that
the five tips?
Yes. And I want you to please.
I don't remember them.
Damn it.
I write things off the cuff. Like, I don't.
You wrote this?
Oh, yeah, okay. I wrote it. It's my name on the shit.
All right. Yeah, it was the five tips because I want my listeners and, you know, men everywhere too, because this is awesome. Some shit that you're.
It's just like literally, I sat down and I wrote it and I emailed it. There was no research.
Okay. Oh, so there was no sitting down and talking like we did.
No, negative. Oh, okay. It's all from the cuff.
Well, one of them, number one was. It's called communication, and that was the sexting. Like, you know, you said make it about her and,
Well, because I think a lot of times guys come home and they just kind of like maybe expect things. You know what I mean? Well, how come you're not down? Like, you didn't set the stage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's not too many girls you can just fuck in their ass straight away.
Right. No, not me.
So you need a little warm up. So if you're really trying to get something, you get a feel for it if you kind of start it off. Like, what are you doing right now? I'm making dinner. What are you wearing while you make dinner? Like, what do you mean? Come on, bitch. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. So you kind of get a gauge of what's going on. It's got to be communication.
Okay. And then you said ready for action. And I put this in parentheses. Be clean, because a lot of motherfuckers don't know. Be clean. You mean like not only just take a shower, but you said like trim your nose hairs and your pubic hairs and stuff like that. Like, you know, make it neat.
I don't want like pubic dental floss, and I doubt any other girls do. You know, want that either. So it's like, you know, if you're going to initiate some shit, then be prepared.
Right.
That's all. Whatever that preparedness means to you, like, you know, be prepared for that shit.
Right. So you trim yours on a regular basis or just when you know you're going to get some?
No,
not on camera, but off camera.
Both.
All right. So this one is ready, set, slow down. And this is tips on doing the quickie. And I like what you said about this, too.
What'd I say?
You said something about, you know, don't just, like, pull the clothes off just straight away. It's like, you know, you can like pull the clothes, leave some clothes on, you know, pull it.
Yeah, if you're trying to go for the quick one.
Yeah, and then make sure that, you know, nobody's around. Don't just like, you know.
Yeah, well, you kind of got to work into it. Sometimes there's something to be said. If it's a quickie, there's something to be said for pulling panties to the side.
Right.
You know, yeah, for sure.
And then you don't like flip-flops or Ugg boots.
No, I'm cool with Ugg boots. Do you know what it is those fucking little slippers with the stupid bows on the front.
Okay.
That's the quickest way not to get fucked by me. Wear some sandals or those stupid ass slippers and your ass will be walking the fuck home.
So you'd better just put on some thigh high boots, ladies.
You know, wear tennis shoes. I don't give a shit. Just not those two.
Yeah.
I hate flats. Flats drive me nuts unless they're tennis shoes.
So you're just like every other man, especially that man in there, you know.
We didn't make the rules. We're just playing by them.
Yeah. So, you know, like. Flannels, no. Halter top, yes. High heels, yes.
Again, it depends on, you know, I fucked a girl in Ugg boots before. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that. I hate flats like gladiator sandals. You better take your ass
you
back to
like
Rome
gladiator
with that bullshit.
Like gladiator sandals.
The fuck out of here. What the hell? We're not fighting. No shields and fucking swords. Get out of here.
So number four is the Bermuda Triangle. And you were
where
talking
every
about,
guy gets lost.
Yeah, you were like saying, you know, kind of look around and then find your
way. Well, because guys think that there's tits and pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget that there's inner thighs and outer thighs and ass and lower back and stomachs and shoulders and necks. And, you know, there's more to it than just those three areas.
Right.
So you're not trying to tune your ham radio. So chill the fuck out and find some other spots.
And you like to talk to her and find out what she likes.
There's nothing better than grabbing a girl by the scruff of her neck with her hair and telling her shit in her ear.
Yeah.
Like shit that's going to happen.
Love it.
Even if it's not going to happen. Like, yeah, you're not going to be grinning like that if I try and fuck your ass right now. Like, you know what I mean? And
no.
She's like, why is he going to fuck my ass? Shut up. I'm just talking about it. But maybe, you know, now she's worried. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
And then number five, last but not least, keep her coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so that just speaks for itself.
Self-explanatory.
So now we hit all five of those. We got like a couple, 30 seconds left. So you want to tell us about any upcoming promotional projects you got going on right now?
I have three
now?
Movies coming in September, but you can keep an eye on Twitter for those, which is DPierceXXX. You can keep an eye on my Instagram, which is Derek Pierce.
Okay.
And also my website, which is the Banging Porn Stars. But Tanya on Star Factory, they like promo everything till it's dead for sure.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me on Delia's Dark Side. It's been a blast having you. You're great. You got
a
new fan now.
Thank you.
And I will be buying your movies and jacking off to them, which I did jack off to a couple of your pictures last week on Thursday because I got real horny. And
okay, I'm probably blushing now.
I did because I got a little horny. And so, yeah, I had to use my little lipstick vibrator. And I like the way you have a very nice dick. So anyway, thank you for coming out on the Delia's Dark Side. And we are out of here. Peace.
Delia's gone. One more round. Delia's gone.